Hello everybody and welcome to episode 103 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 7th of June 2010. Yay! I got that bit over and done with. Only took me about 10,000 attempts, maybe not 10,000, but a lot more than it normally would do. Anyway, as I always say, I haven't done a podcast in a long time, so get a gun and shoot me now. I'm dead. No, then I wouldn't have done a podcast ever again. Anyway, I haven't recorded a podcast in three whole months. I had a quick look when I last did one. It turned out I did one 3 months ago today, so that would have been the 3rd of March. Yeah, quite a long time ago. So anyway, I'm going to tell you what I've been up to since I did my last one of these. I've done that much, as I've had to, well, take little notes and stick it on my computer screens to try and stop myself from going forward and backwards and forward and backwards. So anyway, I'll tell you what I've been up to since I did my last one of these, and hopefully I've still got subscribers. Might now just be speaking to myself, but we'll see what happens. Oh yeah, and one more apology. If I sound a bit weird, it's because I've either got a cold that hasn't gone away or I've got hay fever, and I don't know which, because I've never had hay fever before my entire life, but I had what I thought was a cold, in inverted commas, and it started about a month ago, and it's just never gone away. And people would say it sounds like you got hay fever. That's what people describe it as, just a cold that doesn't go away. But I sort of wake up in the morning and feel a bit bleh, and I sort of feel like I'm about to choke, but I've got tons of phlegm building up my throat, which I have to keep spitting out once it melts. Isn't very pleasant, but anyway, you don't want to know about me and them, because lots of people have hay fever anyhow, so anyway, there it goes. So what have I been up to? I am now, I can't find my notes. Anyway, oh yeah, on the 23rd of April, I started my new job, and I'm putting that my new job in quotes at the dog chat, because it's basically a job I used to do quite a long time ago. And then somebody, who I'm not going to mention any names, decided that they didn't need somebody doing it, so they took the job back off me. I went from being not too bad, obviously not too badly paid, okay paid, to basically being, well, not very, went from back to minimum wage. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going about anyway. So anyway, I'm doing my new job, which is basically bar supervisor, so it means the pay has gone up again. Whey! So it means I get to basically what I used to do, is set to do more work as well, because when I asked the bar supervisor, they didn't really dopey wait, I was only the bar supervisor. I meant I didn't really do any bar work, so it meant half time, I didn't have anything to do. But this time, he's thought about it, the new boss has thought about it a lot more. I'm doing bar work and being the bar supervisor, so it means therefore basically I do two jobs, so therefore I get more pay for it, so it means therefore I'm also doing some. So it seems to be going well so far, but we'll see, because it's, as he says, you do it like on a 3 month trial, and if you think you've done a good job, then you go from your temporary pay up to your full pay. So my temporary pay is more than what I was getting, but not as good as it used to get when I last did the job. I think I'm doing an okay job, but once in a while we have some issues about random stuff, and it's normally not really my fault. Something like something just randomly goes wrong, and I'm just like, oh no. But anyway, I've had my wrist slapped once in a while over things, but then it's a learning curve, because last time I had to do different to what I'm doing this time, but I'll get there in the end. Oh yeah, what else have I been up to? Ooh, yay. So I'm just checking out your coordinate, which I am. I got a new TV on the 29th of April. I've been after a new TV for a long, long time. Because in my bedroom, we've got a little small 14-inch TV, which I used to think was okay, but now I've got a bigger TV, which is a 32-inch widescreen TV. When I'm up in my bedroom looking at my TV, I just think it's a bit small. I'm not talking about anything else being small, I'm just talking about my TV, just to clear that before we have any little giggles. So I've got a new TV, which is a Sony. People always pronounce it differently. See, I can't even think of either way, but I'm just going to call it a Sony, because that's what I've always called it. It's a Sony Bravia 32-inch TV. It's an HD one, but it's not one of your HD-ready TVs. It's a full HD TV, which is a better. It means to get HD, I don't need to have a little box underneath it. Because HD-ready means it's ready for receiving HD, but it doesn't actually have HD, but I say it's full HD TV, but I've still got an HD box sitting underneath it, because I don't get Freeview HD here till May 2011, so just under a year away when we get that. So it means when we do get it, it means I'll have HD channels. I've got a FreeSat HD box under, which is really good, because it means I get to watch things like Doctor Who and Top Gear and Waterloo Road and lots of really good stuff in HD. Until I got an HD TV, I always thought HD was a bit overrated, but when you watch it, you do sit there and think, wow, things in it just look so much better than the BBC. The stuff they've got on their HD channel is just, well, bloody amazing. And as well, I read not that long ago, they're going to have, but at the moment they've got BBC HD, which sort of shows, like, mixes stuff with sort of all the BBC channels in HD, but from later on this year they're going to have BBC One in HD, what basically means nearly all the stuff will be in HD, and it's going to be better than ITV's HD channel, which is like upscaled, and hardly any of ITV's stuff is in HD, whereas the BBC's one A lot of it's going to be HD. There's lots of stuff that currently isn't filmed in HD. They're going to film in HD, which is, well, hey! I'll list a couple of things they're going to film in HD, but this'll probably bore you. They're going to film Casualty in HD, which has made my day, because I love Casualty. They're going to film Hobie City again in HD, which is like, yes, I love Casualties and Hobie City. I don't know what I said. They're going to record Extenders in HD as well, which I haven't watched in a long time, but still good. Match of the Day, again, is going to go in HD, which, again, if you like football, that's really good. What else is going to HD? Oh, your Match of the Day is also going to go in HD, which, again, is really good, so... If you like the BBC and you've got an HD TV and all that, it's going to get even better. Oh yeah, what else am I up to? I know, if I'm going too fast, I do apologise. I haven't done one of these in such a long time, so if I go too fast, I'm sorry. You're just going to slow me down a bit. Anyway, and I'm going to jump from April up to sort of late May, because I know I had stuff in between then, but I can't remember what. So on the 21st of May, I cycled to work for the first time this year. Which is really good, but so far this year, I'm going to jump forward, and I've cycled to work 4 times. It may not sound a lot, but it means I've already cycled to work more this year than I did the whole of last year, which is really quite good. It may not sound a lot, but therefore, if I do it 4 times, and it's 46 miles a go, it means I've saved 184 miles of petrol, roughly, which... since I'm going through about, well, half a tank a week, that's roughly 15 quid I've saved, or thereabouts, so it's not too bad. So as I said, I cycled to work, so I did that on the 21st and the 22nd of May, and then the 23rd of May, I had the Bork barbecue, which, now, we've got a new boss that did a while ago, it was really good because he's up into all these Bork get-togethers, and we all went to Nene Park, or Fairy Meadows, if you want to call it, in Peterborough, which is sort of a big country park, and I had a barbecue, which is really good. We couldn't have had a better day for it. The weather was good, we had a really good turnout, the food was really good, it was just an overall really good day, so we all paid £4 a head. Which basically got a lot of food, and it also got us drink and everything else, which I don't drink alcohol, but luckily we got lots of soft drinks, and it was that hot. I think lots of the alcohol did get left because people just sort of dehydrated. I think it was about 26, 27, 28 degrees or something like that, so it was a really good day. And apparently next time we have one of these work things, we're planning to go to the beach, which is going to be really good fun. Sorting all that out, but who's going to do that? And anyway, after the barbecue, I had fun driving all the way up to Scotland, which may think that's not too bad, but I didn't get done at the barbecue till like 5 o'clock, so by the time we got home, got packed, I didn't get up to Scotland till like gone midnight, so it was a really long day, to say the least. I was absolutely knackered by the time I got home, but it was good. So when I got up there, I just basically had a sour, because I hadn't had time to have a sour from the barbecue, so I was sweating. So it's something having a sour before getting the car, because I knew I was going to sweat bucket loads, so I was also being in the car, which has got working aircon again, because it meant I didn't basically get boiled live. It meant I used a lot more fuel than I would normally do, but if I didn't have it, I would have been sweating bucket loads. It was just so hot. Anyway, so what did I do the next day? The next day, I didn't really do an awful lot. I sort of basically went out went with my mum and dad to Asda, which I really like doing, because it means they buy all the food for me. My mum's like, what cake do you want? So it means I get, basically, as much cake and junk food as I want. And then I also did 2 cycles that day. One day I did, the Queen's View cycle, I call it. If you go on my website, it's www.gordon-valentine.com/cycling, and if you see under Scotland, you'll see that cycle. And then in the evening, I did another cycle, which is a cycle to Germany and back, which is a sort of cycle. So it wasn't too bad, because I've got a bike in Scotland that I haven't really used enough a lot, so I think it's the most I've probably ever used that bike since the day I got it. And also, I haven't been to Scotland cycling since I did the end-to-end cycle. And I'd forgotten just how many hills they are up there, so it was a bit of a shock to the system. Oh yeah, while we're speaking about cycling, this year, so far, has been bloody amazing. I don't know if I said bloody, but so far this year I've done 1,483 miles. That may not sound a lot, but basically means I've done more miles this year than I did in 2003, 2007, basically. So therefore my miles have gone really high, so then it's the neighbours just banged on the door. Oh, sorry about that, the next neighbour just returning our dog that's just out walking. So where was I? Oh yeah, talking about all the cycling doings, I said I've done 1,400 miles on 83 or something like that anyhow, which is, yeah, that's right. Which may not sound a lot, but as I said, I've done more than I have in a long time, and the way it's going this year, if I keep on going, I'm going to hit at least 2,500, I reckon, miles. So it means by the end of this year, since I started my cycling stats, I've done 15,000 miles since 2003, which is hell of a lot of miles. So I know I've been up to other stuff, but I can't quite remember what. Oh yeah, I've recorded some more YouTube videos as well, which I've actually been better at doing YouTube videos than I've been doing blogs, so if you want to check them out, If you go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/GSValentine, that's youtube.com/GSValentine, I don't know why I'm speaking like that, you'll get to see some of my video blogs that I've been up to. And I think that's basically it for this podcast. It's not been really interesting because I just seem to have this cold or hay fever that doesn't go away in my throat. It sounds a bit funny and everything else, but I'll speak to you all when I do another one of these. Bye for now.